I was that young man many years ago, the sorriest lost sheep you ever saw. When Jesus became obvious to me, I was like a homing pigeon and my only instinct was to go home. Those were terrible days of self-loathing, confusion, and chaos. I was chained to the deliciousness of sin. Before Jesus, I had no clue what to do, how to act, what to say, or where to go. I just breathed with every day and mindlessly went forward with no plan about tomorrow. But standing here now, many years later, I see the hand of the Lord all through my life. By way of my rearview mirror, I easily recognize the Lord speaking to me as a child, defending me when I was just so ignorant, and believe me, I was ignorant of most everything. In fact, I was ignorant to the point I died twice. Let me make a note here that the root of ignorance is the word ignore, and I completely ignored everything that was wise, honest, and good. I see the vision of God playing in me even before I ever thought about Jesus. I had God dreams and God ideas even as a child and didn't know it was the Lord who was working. I remember my cousin telling me the gospel story once, and his voice was like someone murmuring at a distance. I just couldn't hear it. It is easy to see now that when I prayed with the man to receive Jesus and then made fun of him, I believe God took me seriously and pursued me with all of heaven in his wake to bring me home. Galatians 6:7. God is not mocked. This is to all the desperados and traitors out there. You can come home. It's time to come home. Jesus is waiting just for you with open arms. There is always room for the humble repentant to come home, and there is no pit deep enough that the saving hands of Jesus can't reach you. Robin Mark wrote a song, the lyrics are, Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be. All of my ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hands, for it is only in your will that I am free. Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be. Philippians 3:13-14. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That is the truth. I do not think of myself as having arrived, but like Arthur Burt once said, I have not arrived, but I can assure you I have left. It is not possible that I can sit across the table from anyone and ask, so I'll ask your conscience to reflect my words, leaving your own heart to answer the question. Do you really serve Christ, or is it more that you merely enjoy hearing, you enjoy singing, and enjoy telling others you go to church and tithe? When you are in the great congregation at your church and you stand to sing, do you know why you stand, or is it because that's what everyone else does, or maybe because it's what you're told to do? What is your story of how you met Jesus, and you do have one? What have you done with the gifts and the fruit of your relationship with the Lord? Inventory is a good idea sometimes, and we must be honest about our taking inventory. Take the truth of ourselves to the Lord and let Him heal our wounded conscience and make our hearts well again. Think about it.